Valley.
That's all you want to say?
Jesus, yeah.
Jesus.
As well, because my mom has gone through lots.
I will say that one of the biggest things that I have learned is strength.
She cooks real good, too.
Huh? Yes, your mom. Like, he healed him in a way that, like, I was like, that is literally God.
I'd say hard work.
Being a pastor's kid, that's pretty much it right there. Yeah.
Thank you, parents.
Oh.
Oh. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to another day, another way podcast. This is the place where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way.
Yeah.
My name is Marlon.
I'm Jose.
And I'm Fernanda. Yeah. I like that intro.
Drop the mic.
Wow.
I think that should be our new intro.
Y'all need to label those things.
I know. Cousin doesn't.
I don't.
But I am so glad to see you guys again in another day, another way podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about thank you, parents. Thank you for everything you've done. Yes, because without them, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, our parents have done so much for us. So, shout out to Juan Carlos Zaira. You give your mom a shout out.
Karina.
Yeah.
Marina. Mom, my mom. It's so weird calling her by her name.
Yeah. Thank you, mom. Thank you, mom. Thank you, dad. But we want to talk about and highlight the things that they have done for us. So, first, we want to talk about what are some of the values that they have given us in, like, our whole life? My 24 years, you're 21.
24.
20, sorry. He's 20. And you're 18 years. Yes. So what would you say that it's like the biggest value that your parents have just poured into your life that is like, you're like, whoa, thank
Jesus.
You.
Jesus.
Yeah. And that literally is the biggest one. What
That's
would you say?
Got.
What would you say about Jesus? Like, has it been an easy value?
Jesus.
That's all you want to say?
Jesus, yeah.
Jesus.
It's not an easy thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts off like, or at least for me, it's like there, like thing with Jesus, and I was just there.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly over time, it turns into mine. Like,
yeah.
More like into college, like high school, like senior year, that started turning into my own thing.
Mm-hmm. It was your relationship with Christ.
Yeah. And then I know this is like kind of like off, but it's, I've always seen like at church, like the people who like come, like they didn't know about Jesus and like, their
mm-hmm.
life, how it was, and then it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's just like, it's been the same, like the whole time.
Mm.
So it's just like, there's no like real big change. So I was like, fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then like, it just, I realized like, there's supposed to be a change. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to
yeah.
do this and this. And
yeah.
you're supposed to like,
it's not just going through the motions.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. For, mm-hmm. for a long time, it was just like, just doing it and just being there at church. So.
Mm-hmm. It was like a routine. If you do it wrong, mm-hmm. church can become a routine. And that's something that we have learned from our parents, that it's not about routine. Mm-hmm. It's about genuinely doing everything for the Lord.
Yeah,
I like that. Good job. What about you, Madeline? What would you say? It's something that your mom has instilled in you.
I think it's definitely, I would say hard work.
Mm.
And not being passive in
mm-hmm.
a way.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I've seen it... endurance as well, because my mom has gone through lots and family stuff,
mm-hmm.
coming to this country and
mm-hmm.
having to work and leaving us like at home alone for like during the summer and during school sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that, and I am grateful because that hard work has, it's been like her hard work that has kept us, you know, with food on the table.
Exactly.
And
God's it's transferred
providing.
To you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God's provide. Like, provision. So I definitely see that as something that has been like implemented to me. So.
Yeah. Shout out to Karina. You're doing a great job, Karina. La mamos.
She cooks real good too.
Huh?
She cooks.
Oh, yes,
really
your
good.
Mom cooks so good. She also sent me a gelatina today.
Yes.
If you don't know what gelatina is, it's
hey, if
gelatin?
They don't know, they don't know.
Oh.
If they don't know, they don't know.
Gelatin.
Sorry. I will say that one of the biggest things that I have learned is strength. Both my mom and my dad have gone through a lot. And let's say, like, trusting in the Lord in those times that you're like, what is going on? My dad, he was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease a couple of years ago. And even though he was struggling, like, it literally, it scared me. It scared me so much. Every time he would get his treatments done at home, I didn't want to be there. And that it happened during college, and it put so much tension and stress in my relationship with Christ. But no matter what he was going through, my dad remained faithful. And my dad was like, God, I don't know why this is happening, but I will continue to serve and love you. And my mom, her being his wife, it was hard for her too. And she had to be so strong. And Jose was the only one that was at home. And Jose had to take on this new role of like having to do all the things that my dad couldn't do because he was not able to walk anymore. But hallelujah to Jesus because he healed him in a way that like I was like, that is literally God. That is a miracle. My dad is a standing miracle right there. Why would I ever doubt that there is a God? And that is something that I'm like, even in the hard times, both of my parents taught Jose and I to trust God, to be strong and courageous. And I'm like, that is one of the things that I'm like, okay, any little cough that I have or poison ivy, anything like.
Poison ivy.
I suffered a lot. I'm just grateful that that's something that I learned from them. But parents, they are such a big influence in our lives, especially spiritually. What would you say? Anything else you would want to say about how our parents have influenced us spiritually nowadays, like now in our today?
I think. For my mom, she got baptized a year ago.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
At the river.
At the river, yeah. About a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking at my camera and I was like,
that's crazy. Yeah.
So I definitely think now she has definitely been like a help there in a way. I feel like she said something to me a couple of days ago, because obviously she's going to the morning Sunday class.
Yeah.
And we're kind of helping each other out in the sense that even though it may seem like I know a little bit more about Jesus, God has given the authority to my mom to basically kind of guide the home.
Yeah.
And so even though sometimes I help her with like her homework that she has and kind of just in that kind of like environment.
Yeah.
Sometimes David is there too.
And because they're both doing the Bible Institute as well, right?
They're having their discipleship.
Yeah.
So he would be there sometimes and they'll be like, Marlon, like, come help us. I'll be like, okay, I got you. so I'll pull out my Bible and then we would be there. So it's kind of like encouraging to see that my mom and my family and hopefully too, I've been praying that my other, this like my uncle and my other cousins.
Yeah, your distant family. Sorry.
Also get to that kind of level. Seeing that hunger, it makes you hunger for more.
Yes, I agree. Oof. I love how God is changing your family, and I'm excited to see what He continues to do. Now, how are your parents, our parents, helping you keep your faith? Or,
I mean, being a pastor's kid. That's pretty much it right there. Yeah. But yeah, it's just always like he calls and he says, like, I'm praying for you and everything. I hope everything goes well.
Yeah, because you're out of the house now.
Yeah. Got my apartment.
He got an apartment.
Birds at the nest.
He's doing big boy things now. Okay.
Sorry.
But yeah, he's just, he's just always there for me, like every single time. She's like, hey, I'm praying for you, like, hey, are you, everything's okay and everything. So it's good. And yeah, just knowing they're there. And then I mean, he's taught us
a lot
pretty well. So it's really on us if we don't do it.
Yeah. Because
he's a good father should.
Yeah. He has made it very clear.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's on us. It's on us, guys. Coach is right.
I will say nowadays my relationship with my mom and dad is different because now they're starting to see me as an adult as well. Mm-hmm. Without living in the house almost for what all of college and now actually having my own house and I get to hang out with them. It's yes, they're still my authority, but it's friendship as well. And my dad texted me the other day because I had to. Jose Carlos forgot his college backpack at home.
Whoa. Okay.
No way.
I went home for the weekend and everything, and there was so much. I was supposed to mow the lawns because my neighbor's lawns are like super tall.
And then
It starts raining, and like, okay, I'll wait tomorrow. It's like, it wasn't that much. And it stopped raining for the rest of the day. I was like, okay, I'll just wait till tomorrow. And then I wake up, look outside, pouring. That happened 2 weekends in back to back.
Yeah, it's been raining a lot.
So I was like, bro, what? But yeah, it's just.
But anyway, Jose Carlos forgot his backpack. So the next day.
My backpack, yeah. Yeah, I just left it. Yeah, there's no story there. I just forgot.
The next day, he was like, can you do me a favor? Like, he calls me late at night. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he was like, I forgot my backpack. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And my parents live, like, the complete opposite direction of coming to LifeWord. So it was like, okay, it added literally 20 minutes. And then it was come back 40 minutes. And then, like, I literally called my dad. I was like, Dad, I'm on my way home. Can you grab Jose's backpack and, like, put it, like, and then he came. Like, I just pulled up and he came. He was already outside waiting with your backpack. And then he comes and it was raining. And he comes, puts it in my bag, in the back of my car. And he's like, I love you. Drive safe and stuff like that. And then I'm like, okay, I love you. Bye. And then he texts me. And I saw it until I parked here. See, I don't text and drive. I saw seeing you leave the driveway broke my heart because it reminded me of whenever you would leave for college. I said, I love you, Dad. I got here well. Like, everything was fine. He was like, don't speed. Go slower than you usually do. He was like, it's raining. Be careful. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I love my parents so much because they're always taking care of me. My mom literally sent me a reel yesterday.
Really? No way.
Yeah. I think that we can all say that we are very grateful for everything our parents have done and everything they have endured because they have their own problems. They're living. This is their first time living life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we always need to recognize how much we love and appreciate everything we do. So speaking of that, in Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 3, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may be, and that you may live long in the land. Literally, Jesus is giving us an order to obey your parents, to honor your parents. And it's hard sometimes because as you grow up, you want to do things your way. And today, I just thought it was a great day to just say, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Thank you for the people. Maybe your grandma raised you. Thank you, Grandma. Maybe somebody else raised you. Thank you. Just thank you for just helping me grow and be the person that I am today.
God gives us not only just like a command, but a promise that if you do obey and you do honor your parents, you will live a long life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today.
For tuning in today.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We are so grateful that you are here. Thank you for following us in another day, another... Oh, wait. What's the handle for Instagram? We have an Instagram! And, Yes. We have an Instagram and we have TikTok.
It's ADW Podcast. Another day, another way. podcast.
Perfect, yes. And we will continue to share life with you guys there, and you will get to know us a little bit better through our other social media handles. Thank you so much, and we're excited to see you next week. We hope you have a great weekend. Woo! Bye!